that is so, so good right there. It's the Music Savage Show, best of 2018. There were so many incredible albums released this year, and that was one of them. Erica Wennerstrom, the frontwoman of the Heartless Bastards. She had a debut solo album released this year on March 23rd via Partisan Records. It's called Sweet Unknown. It's wonderful, and I played you one of my favorite tracks from Erica's album. It's called Twisted Highway. It's the first song from Sweet Unknown. Up ahead of that, a couple from Erin Ray. She is a Nashville-based musician, and her sophomore album, Putting on Airs, was released June 8th via Single Lock Records, and I played you a track called Grand Scheme, and Like the First Time, which was the first single from her album again. It's called Putting on Airs, released June 8th, and a couple from Brandi Carlile, The Mother. That's off of her latest album, by the way, I Forgive You. It's her sixth studio album. There's a lot of goings-on out there. It's always nice to have sirens in the background. All right, I'll just keep on going. By the way, I Forgive You is her sixth studio album. It was released February 16th on Low Country Sound. I played you Every Time I Hear That Song as well. So, so good. Man, I wish I could just keep on going. I could play every song from every one of these albums, but you know, I only have a couple hours. But you know, also, you hear these songs in the Music Savage Show on a pretty regular basis. I hope you're having a good time. I'm having a great time playing back all of my favorites for you. Let's get back into the music with a fantastic record about female empowerment. It's funky. It's wonderful. Every song on this is a gem. Here is Janelle Monáe. Her album, it was a third studio album, was called A Dirty Computer, released on April 27th on Bad Boy Records. And this track right here was one of the last songs that Prince worked on before his passing. Enjoy Janelle Monáe, Dirty Computer. It's another one of my favorites of 2018.
Baby, don't make me spell it out for ya. All of the feelings that I got for ya can't be explained, but I can try for ya. Yeah, baby, don't make me spell it out for ya. You keep on asking me the same questions. Why? And second guessing all my intentions. Should know by the way I use my compression that you got the answers to my confessions. It's like I'm powerful with a little bit of tender and emotional sexual bender. Mess me up, yeah, but no one does it better. There's nothing better. That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way.
So good, so good, so good, so real. That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
You know I love you, so please don't stop it.
You got me right here in your jean pocket right now. Laying your body on a shag carpet. Oh, you know I love you, so please don't stop it. It's like I'm
just the way you make me feel.
So good, so good, so real. That's just
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
a couple more songs from two of my favorite albums of 2018. Hamilton, Ontario trio right there, who recently became a quartet. So we'll hear more from them, hopefully in 2019 as a quartet. Basement Revolver, great one called Baby, and that is the first track from their first, well, their debut full-length album, Heavy Eyes. So, so good. It was released on August 24th on Sonic Union. And up ahead of that, great one called Dancing, again from Basement Revolver and their debut album, Heavy Eyes. And a couple from Janelle Monáe. Her amazing third studio album is called Dirty Computer. It was released April 27th on Bad Boy Records. I played you Pink, and that track featured Grimes on vocals as well. And Make Me Feel, first single released from, again, her third studio album is called Dirty Computer, released on April 27th of this year. And it was that song, well, the album itself, she collaborated with Prince. It was one of his last pieces of music that he collaborated on, and you can hear that. You can hear the influence in Dirty Computer. Both those albums, Heavy Eyes and Dirty Computer, are amazing. All of these albums, my favorite albums. I hope that they become your favorite albums of the year as well. So let's get into the last full-length album, which is the number 11. If you saw my best of 2018 post. Normally, I do a top 10, but every year I've been doing a top 10 albums, which is very hard to do because I love pretty much all these albums, but for the sake of the almighty list, it just pulls us, it pulls music bloggers and radio show hosts to it. No matter how you resist, you have to do an end of the year list. I can't help it. But this year, I couldn't keep it to 10. I had to go to 11. That's just how I rolled this year. In this last full-length album, before I get into some songs from my favorite EPs, this should come as no surprise. You're probably wondering, where is this album? Ryan's been playing the hell out of it all year. He's been talking about how much he loves it. He's seen her live a bajillion times. This is Loner from one of my favorites, Caroline Rose. This is my favorite song.
Gucci, Gucci, Gooey, Uzi, Iggy, Uzi style. I do a hair flip, I stop my stuff. So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Scared to be in trouble. Jack smoking is chronic. I swear Matt's an alcoholic. Karen turns to pills when the bills turn into double. Hannah's into Charlie. Charlie is a speed freak. David likes to dabble, but he's scared to be in trouble. Jack smoking is chronic. I swear Matt's an alcoholic. Karen turns to pills when the bills turn into double. But the bills keep coming, so the pills keep coming. The bills keep coming, so the pills keep coming. The bills keep coming, so the pills keep coming. Coming, so the pills keep coming. Goes along, longing for a wizard on a six string. My wonder will cover, drowned out by bickering and bitching. Strangers in the sitting room, danger in the kitchen. If everybody's talking, is anybody listening? The pills keep coming, so the pills keep coming. So the pills keep coming. The pills keep coming. So the pills keep coming. The pills keep coming. So the pills keep coming. There's a bang bang on the door. She's not waiting for the man anymore. He knows her well. She'll take what she can and heats out water to a drowning man. Heats out water to a drowning man. Heats out water to a drowning man. Heats
some of us now are here no longer. The rest of us, I would say, are stronger. But that feels wrong, and I don't know how.
Music Savage Show. Best of 2018. A couple of my favorite EPs. Brother-sister duo Charlie Bell right there from Austin, Texas. A few from their debut. The EP is called, it's not their debut. EP is called Like I Love This. It was released on September 25th, and you heard a track right there called Growing Pains, and up ahead of that, a great one called Essay. Again, that's from the Austin, Texas brother-sister duo, and their EP, Like I Love This, released on September 25th. The Clockworks up ahead of that, Bills and Pills. That's off the Galway, Ireland band's debut EP At the Greasy Spoon. And up ahead of that, Rumors in the Stockroom. First single, again from the Galway band's brilliant debut EP. It's called At the Greasy Spoon. It's released on August 10th. And in case you all forgot, but I hope you didn't, WMFO, Music Savage Show, was the very first radio station in the U.S. to play the Clockworks when I debuted Rumors in the Stockroom this past summer. That was awesome. Can't wait to hear from more from those guys. Hopefully a full length soon. And kicking off the set with a couple from one of my favorites. Favorites. It was the last full-length album on my list for 2018. Caroline Rose, her latest album. It's her sophomore album, Loner. It's released on February 23rd via New West Records. I played you Genie Becomes a Mom and Soul Number 5. Both those are my favorites. So that was this show, as a matter of fact, is to entice you to go out and buy all this music. Support all of these bands and musicians and go see them live when you can. Support these guys because they make our lives better, because music makes everything better. All right, it's the last set. Two more EPs to play for you. You probably know what's coming. These are two of my favorite, one of my favorite artists and one of my favorite bands. Last two EPs. Let's celebrate the little Danish dance music. Here's Solima.
That everything's gonna be a waste of time. Everything's gonna be a waste of time. You know that. I know that everything's gonna be a waste of time. But there's no wasted time. You know.
Won't you please pacify me? Won't you bring me to my knees? Cause I don't need a reason why. Don't let me be the one who got away. Put me closer to your body, put such a jeju. No, no, no. Pacify me.
haven't heard. Said the mess is gone, less is better. Better let her down, better let her down. Flicking through a dream, hoping for a theme.
WMFO. You know I love that band right there. It's False Heads, Retina, from their brilliant new EP, Less Is Better, which was released on September 21st via These Bloody Thieves Records. And I played you one from that album as well, EP as well, called Yellow. Man, I love that. I love both those songs. I love that band. You know that because you're listening to Music Savage Show. And speaking of another one of my favorites, Solima. Great one called Low Life, which you've heard many times here as well. And that's from her latest EP called Bulldog. It was released on April 6th on Big Beat Records. And I played you Pacify Me. It's the first track, again, from her EP Bulldog, released on April 6th. That was the show. I hope that you enjoyed it. That is why I do this. I play this music for you. Hopefully you find some new favorites. You go out and see these bands when they play live. Support all your local music. Support your local artists. Really, be kind to each other. Let's hope that 2019 is a much better year for everybody in the world. And I just know that there's so much more great music coming next year. Music makes everything better. So even if it's still crazy, which I hope it's not, maybe things will calm down next year. But the music is still going to be incredible. Not this coming week, but the following week, the last Friday of the month, I'm going to play my show of albums that I'm looking forward to in 2019. But I'm going to leave you right now with my favorite song of the year. I was thinking a lot about this, but this is my favorite because I played it 100 bajillion times. It's the Music Savage Show, Ryan D signing off. Stay tuned for Backspace, which is coming up next. WMFO. 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform, Medford, serving the Boston area. on 91.5 and the World Wide Web. WMFO.org. Ryan D. signing off. Favorite song?
I was sitting at a bar in New England. I was thinking about another beer. I had a lady playing on a piano. Yeah, it was like an hour cut to my ears. I said, hey, I like it how you play that piano. She just said, honey, what are you doing here? So I'm sitting at a bar. Well, the very first time we laid eyes on you, your mama burst into tears. And we were shaking in the medical basement. And I guess everything was on the rear. I was staring like a fool at the camera. Just saying, honey, what are you doing here? It was the very first time I laid eyes on you. At a bar.